This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, it's 5 o'clock, so we promised you this. If you want all the serious stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind has it. We said, look, Stoney has been, it's been building up like Mount Vesuvius over there. We have kept him focused. We have kept him on task. And he has a litany of topics that are on our show sheet. And I just said to him, there's no way. Well, now there is. So what I want to do is this. I want you to pretend I'm not here. I want to show you what it would be if I weren't here. And Mike Stone were allowed, unfettered, to just solo this thing. And we it's Stoney's world. So, Stoney time. The topic we didn't do that you demand we do. Dealer's choice. I have no idea what's about to happen, but my hand's going to be on the dump button.
Okay, so what we're going to do is I have a litany of things, as Mike has said, and I'll throw them out, and you can call 248-539-9797. Text your responses, and Mike, even though you said you don't want to be here, I want your response.
No, I want to be here. I'm saying to people, if I didn't exist, this is what would be happening.
Okay, so we want to go sports or non-sports first?
I'll give sports, please, God.
Okay, here we go. Let's see. Though this is actually a combination, a combo platter. There's a family in Philadelphia that announced that they had a baby girl. Well, congratulations to them. And they gave her the first name Sirianni. So have you or would you ever name your kid after a sports celeb? Granted, he did coach you to a Super Bowl championship.
Do you know how many scumbags are out there that you don't know are scumbags till after they retire? People build statues.
Right.
There's no shot you do that.
None. Less than none.
I bet you, though, and if you've done it before, I mean, like Evan, if Evan had a boy, actually, it's a, maybe Evan tried, because it's a boy and a girl's name, but Evan's daughter is Frankie. Maybe he tried to name the kid Jordan.
No.
I would hope not.
Absolutely not.
But
no.
But there are people, people do that, though.
People are stupid. That's all I can tell you. I mean, look at it.
You should never do that.
Especially if it's of a last name like that, you know? Anyway, it's like if the Lions won the Super Bowl, Kenny, you have a kid, you have a boy. Campbell!
No, absolutely not.
Campbell
it'll
Cott!
Happen. It'll happen.
Campbell Cott!
It'll happen. It'll totally happen.
I wouldn't even name a dog after an athlete. I think that's stupid.
They both have the same intelligence, generally.
Well,
I'm sorry, but a lot of these athletes didn't even graduate high school. They got moved. They got passed up the ladder because they're great at sports. Oh, I'm sorry. We're not here to play school. How many athletes have a college education?
No, I agree with that. I thought you were saying the kid and the dog have the same intelligence.
No, I'm saying most great athletes. And then they put them on TV and you're like, what?
All right. Speaking of graduation, and you said 248-539-9797 if you named your kid after an athlete or whatever.
This is Stoney
feel
time.
Free.
These are the topics I don't allow,
yes,
but here we
exactly.
are.
Exactly. What the hell? We're having fun. It might be a little early because it's only early. It's late May, but I know I've gotten some invitations. There's some people I know that they're having high school graduation parties.
Ugh.
Okay. Guilty. I had a high school graduation party. Back when I did it, it was okay to have your parents will allow alcohol in the backyard.
Well,
and that
you
type
did
of
a
things.
Bunch of coke, too.
Well, no, not when I was in high school. And certainly not with my dad. Okay? Which will lead to another question coming up next.
Okay.
However, but, and I'm guilty as a parent. We had a graduation party for the girls when they graduated high school.
Okay.
Why do we need to have a party celebrating something that is basically, if you're adult, you can do, and that's graduate high school.
This is an easy answer.
I mean,
want the answer?
Well, first, explain to me, though, for those who do, to me, getting a college degree is certainly worth more of a party than a high school degree, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want the answer?
Yes.
Because these high school graduation parties are shameless cash grabs by scumbag parents. Okay? It's a cash grab. That's all this is. Here, come celebrate Bob, who had like a 2.7 GPA and graduated high school. You know what they want? They don't want your presents. They want your envelope.
They want, you're right.
That's all it is.
Because at that time,
shameless.
We had a mailbox that said with the Georgia G, and we had one for the Michigan.
Yeah. You wanted in there was the offering. It's all it is. No different than what David does every Sunday at noon. And I didn't want anybody there, and he ain't saving any souls. Where's the offering?
What was your high school graduation party
there
like?
There wasn't one.
Okay.
I'm serious.
All right. I believe you.
It just wasn't a thing. It's just like there wasn't one-year-old birthday parties.
Well, that's ridiculous. Thank God we didn't do that. You had like grandparents come over for cake. That's about it.
They're all the same. Shameless cash grabs.
There should be a law. I mean, with all the stuff that's trying to get passed in the United States now, this should be a law. No birthday parties till the kid is 3.
Stony time continues. Topic 3.
Topic 3, ladies and gentlemen. You mentioned that there was no cocaine going on, or there might have been in my high school party. What was in the pink liquid that Stephon Diggs had on his boat?
Oh, dear God. Okay. First of all, the media reporting on this has been bizarre to me because they're missing the whole headline. The headline isn't Steph Diggs and Cardi B or Steph Diggs missed OTAs. It's, hey, what's the bag of special stuff there?
Right.
And seemingly the girls had to offer like code words to get some of that. And nobody, they just waltzed right by it. And it was, well, geez, he was flirting with other women. Cardi B's upset. It's like,
who cares about that?
Once again, come on.
Mm-hmm. I give Vrabel credit. He was asked about it yesterday, and he said, we're going to investigate. They have to look at that kind of stuff. All right, Michael. It was pointed out to me when I listened to the Valenti with Rico show a couple weeks ago that you had your voyage into Costco recently.
It's the best thing that's happened in my life. What an amazing retail experience.
Costco's great, isn't it?
It's the best.
Okay, so I was there yesterday.
Okay.
You know, you get gasoline at a wonderful price. You have a hot dog and a pop for $1.50 for lunch. It's a great thing. And I decided I needed some underwear. I bought a 5-pack. Okay, Puma underwear. No fly. No fly.
People, I hope you appreciate me more now that you've heard what he was going to bring to the table today.
Seriously,
would you like me to say about this?
Okay, I understand it. It doesn't really make a difference if when you go to the bathroom at home or something. But if you're at an event and you got to go to the urinal, you don't want to drop your drawers at a urinal, do you? I should just label this segment, there ought to be a law. There ought to be a law. You have to have a fly in underwear.
Did you not read the package?
Package being the key word.
There's a picture.
Yeah, I know. Mean. But still, there is no other, a few other brands, and they all, I needed it. You know?
Who sanctioned this? I said, guys, 5 o'clock. We can go Tigers, World Series stuff, or, and we ended up with the or. And it's everything Stoney wanted to do on the show today that I said no to. Go ahead, Kenny.
No, first of all, I believe you sanctioned this. Second of all, I would like to tell you that I appreciate you as a radio host so much more than I ever have at this very moment.
Thank you. This is what would happen if I weren't here today.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Number 4.
Number 4. Okay, let's see.
Oh, good. There is. I was hoping there wasn't a number 4.
No.
Nope, there is.
All right. Friday night, went to the movies with my wife. Saw a movie called The Friendship with Paul Rudd and Detroit's own Ted Robinson. I thought it was going to be funny. It really wasn't. It was okay. When was the last time you went to the movie theater? I still love going to the movies.
This is a Rico thing. Rico's another one of these weirdos. He likes to go to movie theaters. I don't know. I couldn't even tell you.
Really?
Yeah. The movies are available at home. Why the hell would I go out?
Because you get the huge screen, you get the great sound, you get the big old box of tub of popcorn.
Not for me.
It's great.
Okay,
they have comfortable chairs.
David, last time you went to the movies.
You do probably 2020, 2019, I don't know. You could go to the theater, buy the popcorn, take it home, and watch the movie in your home.
Well, why would you go to the theater and buy popcorn?
Just psycho, that's
I'm just saying.
Dumber.
I'm saying, I know you could pop your own popcorn at home, but the big box, you can get that, the tub, at the theater, and go home and watch the movie.
Once again, a reminder. These are all the topics I said no to start the day. This is what Tony's giving you. If you want the serious stuff, Odyssey.com Rewind.
God, we'll get serious.
Tell me there's a number five.
There'll be a number five.
Oh,
already?
God. Okay. Once again,
I think it starts,
things Mike Stone thinks are worthy of airtime.
I hate OTAs and, more importantly, the coverage of OTAs.
Now, I agree with this one. This we can work with.
Unless someone suffers a catastrophic injury, I don't care. Did you see that the Cleveland Browns posted the stats of their quarterbacks yesterday in OTAs? Just wearing shorts and...
The biggest absurdity is the NFL media. And again, ESPN has shows that are dedicated to the NFL. And I'm listening to Dan Orlovsky and Mina Kimes break down Shedeur Sanders' performance with no defense on the field in gym shorts.
Yes.
No, they're totally preposterous. I also don't get bent out of shape. T.J. Watt isn't at OTAs for the Steelers. Why? Wants a new contract. It's part of business.
Yes.
The OTA thing, if you're a rookie, you should be there. Not interested in breaking down your performance.
Right, and nothing matters, at least to me. I'm sure it matters to the coaches, but no. I mean, and I'll be a hypocrite, and I'll probably go hear Campbell speak tomorrow. But what happens...
OTAs are useless.
They are
to the average fan. I'm not telling you, you want the players at the facility.
Yes.
You want your young players. But my goodness. No, the coverage of it, I scan right over. It's like preseason football to me.
All right.
Means zero.
Finally, one more.
Oh, dear God.
And, well, like I said, the phone number's out there. You can react to any of this crap.
What a sales pitch.
Mr. Valenti hates the WNBA. Hates it.
It's not good.
I tolerate it. I think it's okay sometimes. One of the great events I've ever gone to was when the Shock beat the Sparks first title.
Wait. One of the great events you've ever been to.
It was a great event. The place, the palace was packed.
Mike, you've been everywhere.
It was a great event. It was a great event.
I'm calling BS on this.
No, it was.
This guy's been to 12 Super Bowls, and he's telling me Swin Cash and the Detroit.
It was a great event.
Which was better, Stoney, that or Bruce? That or Bruce? I mean, let's put some perspective on this.
400 Bruce shows.
Right.
But the Detroit Shock has made the top five. The guys drank out of the Stanley Cup, but the Detroit Shock made the list.
It makes the list.
What is your point?
The question is there another sport/league, because they're trying to get the WNBA team back here, that you would love to see here in Detroit? Would it be MLS? Would it be what I would love to see here? Bring back the Detroit Turbos. The Indoor Lacrosse League was great.
No.
They beat the crap out of each other. Okay. They hit. It was unbelievable.
My answer would be MLS, not for myself, but for the people. I think we could support one.
Oh, so do I. And then believe me.
We've got a diverse community of a lot of people from a lot of places who love soccer.
Yes, and they play as kids and stuff like that. And all due respect to DCFC, bring an MLS team. It's like wait a second. What's your choice? The Tigers or the Mud Hens? MLS is major league in this country. We deserve
no
an
argument
MLS
for
team.
Me.
All right.
248-539-9797. Those are all the things I said no to in our pre-show meeting. And that's what was on Stoney's mind. So you're welcome that I'm here. Okay?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And in all seriousness, we did have a discussion on the Tigers and the world series discussions and talks. Odyssey.com Rewind if you want it. David has told me the ticket techs are off the hook regarding Stony Time at 5 o'clock. All the things I said, Michael, we're not doing that today. Because we wanted to really see what it would be like if I just weren't here and Stony were left to his own devices. So, David, what do you have?
It's all over the place. We got some names here. Someone says, I named my son Roethlisberger. That's a bad, that's a mistake.
You're just lying. That's not real.
My girlfriend's name is Jordan. Yes, after Michael Jordan. It is spelled that way, not the female way. Okay. I named my dog Cash for Cassius Winston.
That's a dog. You do whatever you want. I don't think that rises to human being.
Yes, we named my late dog Rocky because of Balboa.
Regarding the no-fly, someone says, no-fly is a total ripoff. I can't believe they did that to you. Never used the fly. I just do what I need to do without the fly.
But what do they do in urinals? You just try. That's what I don't understand.
I'm not doing this.
Especially if you're in a public place. You know, there's five people next to you at an airport or at a hockey game.
Dad forced me to have a grad party. I thought it was very scummy at the time.
Yes, you're being exploited because mom and dad want the money.
I love going to the movie theater. Some movies are meant to be seen in the theater.
Yeah.
Like what?
With the like the new Top Gun, he says.
You mean Mission Impossible? Well, Gun's not new, but yes. I get it. Yeah.
Can we finally be done with the Mission Impossible stuff, please?
Can we be done with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, guys, 70. Please, enough.
Someone says, bring back the Detroit Vipers. That's what I want back.
You want a minor league hockey team back?
Why?
I mean, they were good, but I mean... No, you don't want anything minor league.
Can we bring back Michigan State football, please? Please. So I have something to watch on Saturday that I actually remotely had an attachment to.
Someone says, best segment of all time. Need more of that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's another loser texting in saying, I have the Detroit Shock Championship right up there with the birth of my children. 1A, 1B.
Yeah, Stony.
Whoa, no, I'm not that far.
Oh, you sure?
No, I just thought it was a great event.
Oh, what about Acoustic Bruce?
Pretty close.
Okay.
Oh, my.
Depends what he's playing.
Would love to have a beer at LCA and watch the Detroit Shock. I was just in Indy watching the Fever, and it was electric.
Yeah, you do realize Caitlin Clark won't play for the Shock, right? So basically the league's unwatchable if it's not her. Sorry, that's reality.
There are a lot of things coming in on Steph Diggs. There's a lot of speculation. I'm not going to
read
the
speculation. You can't do that. It would be slanderous. It would be defamatory. Look, I know what it looks like, seems like, sounds like, but you can't do that. I was just making a point that the media whistled right by the graveyard. Like, you can acknowledge something and go, hey, what's that? Versus... totally doing other stories.
They want to talk about Cardi B.
Right.
But not the other thing. Someone says, yes, I did name my dog Fielder, but I would never name my child after a sports figure.
No, it's impossible.
Name your son Cecil or Prince.
Name his dog Fielder. Yeah, no, thank you. I support David on grabbing popcorn from the theater. Done it several times myself.
That's insane behavior, but okay. You can make popcorn at home. You realize this, right?
I understand that, but you also don't have the big tub.
No, but you don't. You know,
some people like the big tub when they're watching a movie.
I'm leaving this alone. Movie theater popcorn is disgusting. You realize that, right?
All popcorn is disgusting.
No, but with the special Chernobyl sauce that they put on the popcorn at the movie theater, it's gross. It just sits there, and that's like something Kenny likes.
No, I like the Chernobyl sauce.
No, exactly. I knew it.
No, you only make sure you get it when it's hot, when it comes out of the popper.
I don't want any of it. I don't like the movie theater. I don't like it. It's not for me. I want to watch movies in the comfort of my own home. I don't want to be surrounded by people like you.
I mean, fake butter
sauce. I don't need it.
I know you don't like people. I get it. There is, you know, the plus of watching a movie at home is you can hit pause and go to the bathroom without that. I agree.
It's just peaceful. It's nice. That's all. Go ahead, David.
You things to bring back, not a sport, but I would love to bring back the Bobolo Island.
Oh, okay.
They're all over the place here. This is what happens.
This is what happens if you let Stony do his topics.
This is what happens. Someone else says, Sony Rapid Fire segment is outstanding. That is from Ryan.
I quit. Okay, fine. Stoney, you've won the battle. The next time you're here, we'll do this.
Yes.
It'll be everything I reject at 1 o'clock, and we'll bring it back at some point in the time.
By the way, I just see in the least surprising sports story of the day, Jace Richardson is staying in the NBA draft.
Yeah, and part of the problem is MSU doesn't run a real basketball program. So unlike Michigan, who's willing to pay $4 million for Yaxel Luxenberg or whatever the hell his name is, MSU just doesn't. We're not playing the same game. The only thing they should have done, if Tom Izzo's serious about winning his second national title, I don't care if you got to pay Jay $6 million. You just pay him. And you go, listen, if you're going to turn this money down, you're turning down more than you will ever make as a draftee in the first year of the NBA.
By the way, is it true he was listed at Michigan State at 6'3", and in the combine he was
listed at 6'11"? Yeah, he's not big. Wow. He's not. And I look, he's a really nice player.
Yeah.
But he needed another year. Hey, if he's, and I have heard all year he was, you know, the family, they're set, they want to go to the pros, fine. The point is, you put the offer out there, and you let people make a decision to go, wait, the kid turned that down? To do what? Be the 15th pick in the draft?
Or to be in the G League?
Yeah, so?
Yeah.
But MSU's not playing the game that way. That's where I salute what U of M is doing. Dusty May's not effing around. Hey, Yaxel, we're going to pay you twice as much as you're going to make as a first-round draft pick. You decide if you want to come here. It's a perfect strategy by Dusty May.
Right, and Yaxel could probably move up about 8 or 9 slots in the draft if he has a good year.
Yeah. Meanwhile, MSU's taking backup guards from Miami, who averaged 2 points a game.
Well, I know. It's frustrating.
Rico gets so mad at me, and it's like, well, I'm sorry for telling you what it is.
I don't like the way it is, but the fact of the matter is, if you're going to be part of an organization that has these new sets of rules, you got to play the rules.
It's adapt or die.
Yeah.
Because you never win a second national title that way. Yeah. It's the same thing. I got MSU taking football transfers from Hope College. Do we have anybody who can sack the quarterback? Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. David, some ticket techs. Rieger is going to join us next. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, regarding the worst trade, someone says, if I'm not mistaken, the Hornets GM won Executive of the Year for that Kobe trade. Shows you the instant gratification deals aren't always so great in hindsight.
No.
There's no way that could have happened.
Oh, he did. I just looked it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm looking at the 1996 Executive of the Year, and it is Bob Bass for the Charlotte Hornets.
At the time, Vladdy was a top 5 center in the sport.
Yeah, that's true.
And they traded for a high schooler who spoke Italian.
Correct.
No one knew who Kobe Bryant was going to be.
Except his agent who wanted him in L.A., and that was on television.
Yeah, but it...
I know.
The idea is you grade the trade.
Yes.
It's not, we absolve you because nobody knew.
No.
Your job is to know because, as I always say to Kenny, that's what the money's for.
Yes.
Someone else on a trade we missed, I guess. Russell Wilson to the Broncos for 3 first-round picks.
Yeah. That was pretty bad.
The
smartest people in the room were the Seattle Seahawks for never giving him his money. It was a story for 2 years. It got weird. You wondered why the whole let Russ cook thing, and they never quite let him cook, and they sure as hell didn't give him the grocery budget.
No.
They ended up being right the whole way.
Regarding the Stoney segment still coming in on that, someone says a sport that they want here in Detroit would be the MLS. No question. We need that here tomorrow. This is totally... Why I miss Stoney on the morning show. That is Drew in Woodhaven.
Morning shows are a different dynamic than afternoon shows to a certain extent.
What is it? Oh, let me hear this. What is the different dynamic?
There is a different dynamic because...
As the godfather of sports radio, tell us.
In my experience, afternoons was, for me, was more fun because I didn't have to get up as early, okay? And things usually... In the mornings, you're reacting to stuff that happened overnight.
Right.
In the afternoons, not every day, obviously, but there's stuff that happens during the day, during your show. So there's that juice that you get from that. And
I think there's a different tonality to it.
Yes.
Mornings, it's like, hey, morning zoo.
Right.
I don't do that. That would not work for me.
Exactly. Like, your style as great as it is in the morning, would it be as successful as in the afternoon?
No.
Probably not, because people are driving to jobs that they can't stand and they don't want to be beaten down by, you know, our team blows and all that
beaten
stuff.
Beaten down by the facts?
Hey, good morning.
No, but it's true. It's a completely, because I've always got called Mr. Negative too, and so does Costa too, in the morning. Because
how? Costa wears a disco shirt.
I know, but on certain things.
Hey, good morning. This sucks.
Your team blows.
But there's there's just a different dynamic in the morning.
And here's the news.
That's right. And then Heather plays the role of me in the mornings. Hey, severed baby's head used as a feather bowling apparatus. You're like, they were just laughing.
I know.
Three dead and one stabbed.
Priest thrown off a cliff. More at 11. Huh? They were just doing the cookie jar. Yeah. What happened?
You have any more texts there, David?
I'm sorry, but I've said it to Heather when I sit there on Friday mornings and I do the football hit with them. We'll be having fun, and she'll do a lead of like, oh, yeah, an angel just died of pancreatic cancer. All right, buzzkill. Thanks.
What's up, Mr. Rieger?
David, you okay?
I'm sorry.
But it's
true. I'm okay.
True.
Yes, I'm okay.
She did it the other day. They were all laughing their asses off. She got three words out of her mouth. She goes, yeah, I started with a sad one. Well, rearrange them.
Every morning I'm telling my son, have a great day at school. Somebody died in Detroit today. So I just, what are we doing?
All right, let's go to Heather with the news. Well, God says life sucks. Oh, awesome.
Did you guys ever get to the bottom? Who was right? The big man with no shirt, or Heather for bringing two kids to the game?
The vast majority of people said Heather was in the... They were both wrong, but Heather was more wrong.
I got you. Yesterday, I went to the game with my 4-year-old niece and 7-year-old niece.
You're right there. You're in
angels.
A good spot.
Angels. They loved it. Well, they made a sign. They ended up on the big screen.
Did
it was fantastic.
Did you take them to the Ferris wheel and all that stuff? Oh, yeah. The carousel?
Hey, two words. Potty trained. Two more words.
Yes, of course.
Actual speech.
Yes, they can tell you they have to go to the potty.
You could take them to the
amazing.
Game.
Yes, yes.
No issue.
The entire time I'm sitting there thinking I'm better than Heather.
Wow. Okay, then. All right, what are you doing next?
Where's my former partner?
So your former partner.
You don't work back-to-back days.
No, he is. We're going to call him out of the bullpen. He's fatigued, but he's going to come in. He has just finished writing an article, a column, with a radical statement, he says, that he will unveil at 6 o'clock.
It's 5:54. Where is he?
He's going to be like, he'll be rolling in here at some point.
Well, it's like he used to walk in when the theme song was being played. That's okay. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's a radio thing.
No,
we
that's
got other
not
guys
okay.
at the radio station
None
that do
of
that,
this
don't
is
we?
Okay.
That's okay.
Who? Okay, let's rank them. Guys here at the ticket that cut it the closest to start time. You go.
Gator.
Okay, Gator, you go.
Well, no, Wojo's still closest to start time.
I don't know, man.
No, I don't know. Gator, I hear, like 9:55?
No. He's
more of a 9:45.
Yeah, that's not bad.
9:40.
I think that beats Wojo.
Yeah, anything does.
Okay, fair enough.
The fact that Gator's here every day, he
Who
wins.
Else?
That's my point.
I don't know. I'm not here for a lot of it. I come in and do what I got to do.
Anyway. Yes, I listened today. Great show. I do have a question, though, and we were going to kind of incorporate it into our leadoff topic with
Uh-oh.
Wojo's radical statement.
Uh-oh.
You said, and don't answer it, because I want the people to answer it.
Okay.
But you guys were talking Tigers, and you said, we all know what their flaws are. I'm curious what people think this team's flaws are.
Okay.
So we're going to incorporate that into Wojo's
Mind
radical
you,
statement.
Well, wait a second. Mind you, every team in baseball has flaws.
Yes. Of course.
Yeah,
yes.
But let me ask you a question. Yeah. That's kind of an easy question if you have sight.
Yeah, well, you know what? So is Derek White for Ivy and two first-round picks.
Well,
yeah, the Piston fans fought that. So, I mean,
well,
I don't know what
to say. Now, have you guys talked about the Paul Skeens trait today?
No, because it's not effing real.
By the way,
it's not real.
Don Kelly Baby today said they're not trading Paul Skeens, in case you were wondering.
You're kidding.
Dude, everybody's talking about this thing. People are sending it to me. I'm like,
but
you
it's
really
not
think the Pirates
real.
Are going to trade this guy?
It's not real.
If there was a team that would do that, it would be the Pirates.
I mean,
though.
Fair. Or the Reds, right? One of those two teams.
Okay.
Maybe the A's.
Rieger's up next. Stoney, you were marvelous, especially once you ate lunch. Once you got lunch, your whole attitude
Well, that was
around.
Before the show.
What'd you have for lunch?
Don't worry. Talk to him off the air. Yes. We'll be here till 10, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a wonderful day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.